And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Before we get to our game today, you want to make mention of an annual event that's coming up, right?
Yes. You know, every year I mention the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which I direct. Well, this year's championship will be held March 16 to 18 at the Marriott Hotel in Stamford, Connecticut. There are prizes awarded in 21 categories based on skill, age, and geographical area, plus special prizes for the top rookies. And anyone who'd like more information can email me here at NPR or visit our website, crosswordtournament.com.
And I understand you have a fellow there you bring on regularly to do play-by-play, right?
Somebody you know well, Neil Conan, does half of the color commentary on the playoff round at the end of the tournament. Very funny.
All right, that's great. Now, we have to get to the challenge this week, and to begin, we need to repeat the challenge from last week. Will, would you give it to us, please?
Yes, I said take the name Harding, as in President Harding, using just these seven letters and repeating them as often as necessary. Name a famous foreign leader, first and last names, 12 letters altogether. Who is it?
Who is it?
Indira Gandhi.
Ha. Well, about 1,500 people knew the answer to this one and sent in their entries, and our randomly chosen winner is Harriet Solomon, and she joins us from Springfield, Virginia. Hi, Harriet.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, I think.
How long did it take you to come up with the answer?
Oh, just a few minutes.
Ah, are you a puzzle person?
I am a puzzle person, and in fact, we're planning on going to the tournament.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Kidding.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think we're going to do it for the first time.
Oh, good for you. Well, be sure and make yourself known because Will's not going to know what you look like from this encounter.
Well, he met us before.
Oh!
He met us at the Smithsonian at the Fitness for the Mind.
That's right.
Contest. Oh. Class that we took.
Well, you sound like a fascinating player today.
We'll see.
Yeah, you're all sharpened up. Well, it seems like you're ready to play, and I am too. I'm glad to have you on my team, Harriet.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to have you on mine.
Okay, well, I think we're ready to play. Let's play.
Yes, Harriet and Leanne, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, give me an opposite that ends in the same two letters. For example, if I said north, you would say south. Now, these start out easy, but they get harder. Number one is first.
Last.
Right. Number two, near.
Far.
Uh-huh. Number three, well.
Poor. No.
It has to end in LL.
Well.
Think in terms of your health.
Ill.
Ill is right. Over.
Under.
Under is right. Major.
Minor.
Uh-huh. Birth.
Death.
Uh-huh. Leave. L-E-A-V-E.
Arrive.
Excellent. Dawn.
I'm sorry?
Dawn. D-A-W-N.
Dawn. Help.
Sundown.
Sundown.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good. Thanks.
Host. H-O-S-T.
Guest.
Uh-huh. Tense. T-E-N-S-E.
Loose.
Ooh, that was fast. Solid.
Liquid.
Liquid is right. Scare. S-C-A-R-E.
Assure?
Assure.
Nice.
It's the fastest of anyone I've tried this on. Unite.
Separate?
Separate is right. Now, in your next set of answers, the last three letters are the same.
Okay.
Give.
Derive? No.
No, I don't think that's quite an opposite.
No, not quite. I need help on that one.
Tis more blessed to give than to...
Receive.
Receive is right.
Yes.
Select.
Reject.
Oh,
reject.
Good.
Uh-huh. Hurry. H-U-R-R-Y.
Tarry.
Tarry. Excellent. Reveal.
Conceal.
Uh-huh. Inept.
Inept. Capable. Let's say no. Capable.
Yeah, you need a synonym of capable. Ending in E-P-T.
I was going to say ept, but I don't think that quite works.
Adept.
Is right.
Very, oh, thanks.
And your last one, this one ends in the same four letters, and it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Mother.
Father.
Father is right. It was a little too easy.
Believing you.
Oh, Harriet, you were fabulous.
Well, thank you.
You weren't writing these down, were you? You were all doing these in your head.
Well, I was just writing, taking notes of the givens.
Yeah. Oh, you were great. Wonderful teammate. Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. That was fun.
It was fun. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. We'll send you the weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia.
Great.
The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles that have been heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Tell us your public radio station, Harriet.
WETA in Washington, D.C.
You bet. Great station. Harriet Solomon in Springfield, Virginia. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Well, thank you for selecting my name.
You bet, and have fun at the tournament.
We sure will.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Will, a new challenge for everyone to work on this week.
Yes, if you put the letters W-O in front of the word man, you get the word's opposite, woman. What word becomes its own opposite when you put the letters P-U in front? P as in Peter, U as in umbrella. So again, what word becomes its own opposite when you put the letters P-U in front of it?
When you have the answer, put it on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle. National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.